Well, Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Should all the great
I forgot the words.
We've got a big year ahead. 2011 is a big year.
Over 365 days.
Yeah. Over 365 days?
365 and a quarter days.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a big year. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 214, Big Year Ahead. I meant specifically, it's a big year for the Reduced Shakespeare Company because we're touring. Well, we're touring all over the United States, at least for the first half of the year, including some states we've never played. Am I right about that?
I got to look at the schedule. Which ones are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Alabama we've played.
We've played Alabama.
And we have played Georgia.
We played Athens, Georgia before.
We just don't get there that much. Anyway, we'll get to that. We're also going to possibly four countries, but we're not even sure we can talk about the fourth country yet because we're not sure if it's going to happen.
Right.
So that's cool. Half hour, gentlemen.
But just two we can talk about are Belgium and Holland.
Yeah. Belgium and Holland. Well, and the third is the United States of America.
Oh, yes. That is a country.
Yes, that is a country.
So, last time I checked, yeah. Yes. And suffice to say, the secret one that we can't mention is going to rock if it happens. Touch wood. I'm touching Reed's head.
Touch wood. Yeah. See, touch wood, that's one of those reasons why people think you're English, because you say touch wood, not knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Right.
Well, don't knock it, baby. Just touch it.
Exactly. Okay. Right. So don't touch
it. Stroke it gently.
Well, we started 2011 here with a week back at Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Yeah.
We've played here a lot. This is our seventh time here?
I think it's our seventh or eighth time. I was looking it up because I did a few preview interviews. Our first time, I think, we're here was 1996 in the old theater they had on the north side. I think we played there in 96 and 99. And then, we've been in this new space, I think,
you know what?
Five or six times.
You know what? Our first time was 95 because this is where I told you guys that Dee was pregnant with Quincy.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. So that's how you remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys talked this place up. You kept saying, you're going to love Pittsburgh Public Theater. You're going to love Pittsburgh. You're going to love the crowds. You're going to love the people. And so my expectations were high.
Uh-oh.
And no, I'm not leaving. I love this place.
In fact, Pittsburgh loves us so much that the Steelers are taking this Sunday off because we have two shows.
Darn
well,
nice.
Well, technically, they have a bye week in the playoffs. But we'll say what it is.
Still, right. Well, and they've treated us very well. And the audiences have been great. I mean, our first night audience here in Pittsburgh was easily, I think, maybe the best audience that the sports show has had in its short couple runs.
Apparently, they're big on sports in Pittsburgh.
Really?
I never realized.
Well, and the other thing we need to know, fortunately, Zach Moore has toured with us as a stage manager and a sound guy. He's our resident sound guy, but he is the sound guy here at Pittsburgh Public, and he's also, turns out, a good vocal coach, because he's been the one coaching us on all the Pittsburghese.
Downtown.
That's right.
That downtown.
Yins.
Sassad.
Sassad. Get a sandwich.
Something like that.
Get a sandwich.
Stillers. The Pittsburgh Stillers.
And it's not Pittsburgh. It's Sixburg.
Sixburg.
On the stairway to seven, apparently.
That's right. For those of you listening overseas, the Pittsburgh Steelers have won more Super Bowls than any other team. Six. They're on their way to seven, they hope.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
Fingers crossed. Until we get to another sports town in which we'll start rooting for that team.
That's right. Oh, we'll pander shamelessly wherever we go.
Well, it's been a treat for me as well because I'd never met Zach.
He's
the first person I met when I walked into the theater. He walked up and said, "I'm Zach," and I went, "Congratulations! What does that mean?" He went, "No, I'm Zach.
I'm the Zach."
Yeah. We decided actually that we've given him a nickname. He's now Zach Squatch.
You could use a shave.
Well, but in fairness, it's wintertime.
Yes, so that's true.
He's grown his winter fur.
Yes, we don't have as much snow as we've had at times in Pittsburgh, but it has been cold.
And the sun has been out a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah,
we got both days of sun that happen every year in Pittsburgh.
Well, and we'll be doing a specific Pittsburgh Public Theater podcast in a couple of weeks, just talking about backstage and talking to some of the people who worked here. And but two of our shows premiered here. The Millennium Musical Abridged had its official premiere, and Completely Hollywood had its official premiere, although we had done workshop performances
elsewhere.
We've done workshop performances of Millennium elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so that the footage we have on our website of you singing from the Millennium show is on this stage. Is that that's from here?
It's actually
on the north side.
On the north side,
the old space.
Yeah. Right. The old space.
But exact same layout. And I'm going to do a video podcast too because people have to see the layout of this theater.
Yeah, they have to see it to believe it.
Yes. There's audience on three sides, and on the sides they go pretty much all the way up to the scenery, the backdrop. So yes, it's an interesting challenge.
Well, and that'll be that. We have another interesting challenge that we'll talk about later in this podcast. So from here we go down to Georgia and Alabama, which is, we don't get to play the Deep South
not very often
that much.
So. We play Louisiana.
Yeah.
And we play Florida with some regularity.
The Carolinas, which is not deep, I guess.
Yeah, North Carolina. But we just had our South Carolina premiere. But yeah, Georgia and Alabama, we don't play much. Mississippi, we don't play much. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, and we played books. All the Great Books at Bridge got one of its premiere performances at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we are going to Birmingham, Matt Redfield.
Birmingham.
Speaking of sounding English.
Yes, not Birmingham. Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to be there for two nights. And the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama. That's coming up next week. And then, we return. We return gloriously, victoriously to Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah. One-nighter in Fairbanks. Talk about a long haul for one show.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sorry, but one-nighter in Fairbanks, Alaska, mid-January. Whose idea was this?
Yes.
Raise your hand.
I think it was theirs, and we are grateful.
Yes, okay. Exactly. We're happy to be there, and we're just kind of upset that nobody else said, hey, you know what? Come down to Homer. Come down to Valdez. Come down to Anchorage.
Come
to Wasilla. They would love us in Wasilla.
I was checking my little weather app, and it's looking like minus 10. 10 degrees in Fairbanks.
But the forecast calls for widely scattered laughter when the Tory Do Shakespeare Company arrives.
And then we're going to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in my hometown, my family's hometown of Newark, New Jersey. It'll be great to return.
It'll be fun. We played there several years ago, and we met the mayor,
Cory Booker,
Newark, New Jersey, at the Shorty Awards last March in New York City. And I don't know if he was serious, but he said, let me know when you're coming. I'd love to come see you. Well, I'm hoping he has better things to do than to come see us, but we'd be flattered.
You know what? Knowing him, he's probably out there filling manholes by himself on a Saturday night.
Manholes or potholes?
Potholes. Potholes.
I've known a few mayors who would probably fill manholes, but that's a different thing.
I think Gavin Newsom in San Francisco fills manholes. So we're in Newark for Valentine's Day, and I can really think of no more romantic place to be.
No, than Newark.
Than Newark.
Newark is for lovers.
Right. But prior to that, we go to your home state.
Yeah, we're back to Texas. In Texas. I'm liking this. After a long break from Texas, this will be our third time this year.
And how do you pronounce
Nacogdoches?
Nacogdoches.
Yeah, well, I can be your vocal coach down in Texas. Because even though I sound funny living down there in London town, I still got my Texan roots.
Right.
So we're going to go to Nacogdoches, and we're going to hop in the car, and we're going to drive over to Austin, Texas, where we're doing two shows.
Is that a drive or not a flight? That's a drive?
That's a drive. It'll be 4 or 5 hours. That's not bad.
Okay. Well, we drive and do a show on the same day, so that'll be a long day.
Yeah.
So
but
get going.
Yeah, but we booked in that first day, and I think before it even was officially offered to the public, it was sold out, so they added the second date.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. Thank you, Austin, Texas.
Well, and Austin, Texas is one of those towns we've been trying to get to for years and years and years because it's a great college town, a great theater town, and everybody says, you guys would go over huge in Austin, and everybody I've ever met who's been there says it's such a great place.
Yeah, it's like Austin's, I always think of it as the kind of Madison, Wisconsin of the South. It's very similar.
Well, and we're having a sort of a college town tour. We've been to Princeton. We were in Princeton last fall. We're going to Athens, Georgia, another great college town, and now we're going to Austin, Texas. It should be very, very fun. We're looking forward to that.
Go Longhorns!
And one of the reasons we say, God, we can't wait to get to Austin, but there's a whole bunch of cities we'd love to go to, but the presenters in those towns and those venues don't know us, or they know us and don't like us, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we don't get booked. It's like people ask us, why don't you come to this town? Well, we can't until
we don't
somebody
book ourselves.
Yeah, people have to bring us.
We make shows and produce shows, but then the venues book us. So they have to decide that they want us. One of the ways, we've said this before, is if we aren't coming to a town near you, call the theater you think acts like ours play in your area and say, I've seen these guys, Reduce Shakespeare Company. They're really funny. Would you consider booking them? And it does. It makes a difference.
It
works.
And what you can do is, phone several times. Just change your voice. You know, hello, I love the reduce. Could you be?
Hello, I want the reduce to my theater.
Hello, I have not called before, but I love the reduce chamber of the
Hi, I'm Chris Rawson, chairman of the American Theatre Critics Association, and I've just spent an entertaining but otherwise wasted 2 hours seeing the Reduced Shakespeare Company work, sort of a mix of California Street Theatre, the Marx Brothers. Well, you know, really, it's all stolen from Monty Python. And you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
The reason we got to, we're playing at UT Austin now is because the presenter there used to be at the University of Richmond, in Richmond, and she liked us, so she moved to a different venue, brought us, now she's bringing it to Austin. This is the same thing that's happened with guys like Tom Gabbard, who was at Pepperdine, and then a bunch of other places is now in Charlotte and brings us down there. So if the presenters like us and then move to different venues, they can bring us, but...
So yeah. We just need to track all their movements.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
GPS, it's chips. Yeah. We need to insert chips into presenters. Yeah. Maybe hopefully that's what our booking agent is doing at the APAP conference this weekend. Then after Valentine's Day in Newark, we lose Matt Rippey. And he heads back to his adopted continent of Europe to do a tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare, yeah. Revised in Belgium and Holland.
He's going to the lowlands.
We're going to be playing the nether regions for like 6 weeks.
No, the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a different tour.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say something about put your finger in a dike, but I'm not going to.
that's good. Don't say that. Yeah, whatever happens on your days off in Holland is up to you guys.
Right.
But now, look at all the cities we're playing. I'm looking.
If you shake that piece of paper, you can hear it on the podcast.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I was
talking to you guys. I was not talking to the listeners.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, and these are only just the dates that are on for the first half of the year. Hopefully, we'll have more dates. But this is. Have we been to any of these cities? I'm sure we have. Bornem, Alst.
Bornem, yes. Alst, yes.
Antwerpen.
Antwerp, yes, I believe so.
Lokeren. Genk. Oh, Genk.
Genk. I love Genk.
As Genk goes, so does Beringen Paul.
Yeah. And we apologize to our Dutch listeners for butchering these pronunciations.
Oh, God. Horrible.
Zwolle. I think we've definitely played there before.
Zwolle. Yeah. And what about Walwick? Wallach?
Not sure.
Leeuwarden.
Yeah, he's a great defensive end.
Yeah. Wageningen. Wageningen.
Gesundheit.
Wageningen, Lochem,
Arnhem,
Zwolle,
yes.
Arnhem, the Bridge, that's right. Zandam, Eindhoven.
Michelin,
the tire guy?
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to...
And then Reston, Virginia, that's my favorite city.
Yeah, that's my favorite city.
In case you just walked in and you think we're speaking in tongues, you can go to the Reduced Shakespeare Company website and get the real names of these cities links to all the websites.
You know what? And if anybody living over there, please send us a recording on how to pronounce these cities.
Yes, go to the under tour dates and send us a sound file pronouncing all the towns, and we will put that in the podcast.
Yes,
I assure you.
Absolutely. Then you won't have to listen to us. But have you not toured on any of your times with the RSC over in London? Did you not go over to the continent?
No. I think I did a one-off in Maastricht, which is over there somewhere, isn't it?
Uh-huh. it could well be.
Yeah. But no, I never did any of the tours. But from what I hear, talking to the guys, Mick and Michael J., they love it and said I'm going to have a whale of a time, so I'm looking forward to it. Luckily, we get to do a few days sit down in Amsterdam at De Kleine Comedy.
And to kind of come in.
Yes, gentlemen.
Thank you. 15 minutes.
15.
And you and I got to visit last time.
Yeah.
The company toured over there. We got to go visit and see them and talk to Pim, who's the producer over there, and that was great.
It was great. No, I wish I could do that. But you're going to be over there with young Jeff Marlowe.
Yes, who actually, because he lived there, he speaks Belgish.
Belgish. Flemish.
Oh, Flemish. Is that what it is?
I think it's called Flem.
Flem, I think is what the thing is.
He's fluent in Flem.
And also a young man named Tiger Reel, who has performed, an old friend of yours.
That's right.
We performed our shows in the past.
We go back to high school for the Performing Visual Arts and roomed together our senior year of high school and have lived in New York and have worked together off and on over the years, but we realized it's been 10 years since we've worked together and he's great. He's done the show. He's going to be playing a new role. He's going to be playing Romeo.
Right.
And looking forward to that.
Awesome. But in the meantime, Reed and I and Dominic Conti, young Dominic Conti, will be returning
to the Dominator.
The Dominator.
The D-Crush.
We'll be continuing the tour over here back to Reston, Virginia. Well, at the same time, you guys are going on to Amsterdam and Blitzen. They're going to a reindeer? No, Milsen. Nijmegen,
yeah.
Farfadnugen.
Mm-hmm.
Fahrwerk-Neuwirth, that's in Germany.
That's a car.
But then we're going up to, then we'll be going to Reston, Virginia, Manchester, New Hampshire, Worcester, St. Anselm's College in Manchester. Have we ever played there?
Yes, we have played there before. Yeah. Okay, and Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
Talk about land of my ancestors. My dad grew up near Duluth in a little town called Bovee, Minnesota.
Wow.
Where the snow is deep.
Ooh.
Yes, and the winters are cold.
Wow. Yeah, what's worse, Fairbanks in January or Duluth? Anytime. So that Midwest, that upper Midwest can get
It does get very, very cold. And my relations, we never play Minnesota. In all my years with the RSC, we've played one night in Minnesota in the last 20 years. Well, one night at the University of Minnesota at Morris years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I already know I have aunts and uncles and cousins who are buying tickets for St. Scholastica in Duluth.
Nice.
Wow.
So you can prove to them that you really do have a job.
Yes, that I'm not gainfully unemployed.
Right. And then we're going back up to the State Theater in Ithaca, New York.
Yes, we are indeed.
Ithaca is gorgeous.
Love that place.
Love that place.
Love that theater.
And at the same time, you guys, Rippy, you and the boys, we're going Leiden, Massac, Harlem. You're playing Harlem.
We're playing Harlem, yeah.
The world-famous Apollo.
That's a world-famous Apollo.
No, I think that's a different Harlem.
Different Harlem. Nijmegen, and then Batavia.
Batavia Fermilab.
Fermilab. That's
doing the show for brainy physicists.
Yeah.
Yes, and they love us there. Go figure.
Now, okay, so that's in April, and that's the last tour that's currently on our website. But there is talk. We've been approached by a producer in a foreign country.
Nigeria.
No, that's not it.
Oh, it's not Nigeria.
Hello, my name is Prince Sutherland. We are in Nigeria. We'd like to bring your company to the... Just
if
send
you would
us.
Give me $10,000.
Latvia.
That sounds Pakistani again. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing.
All your accents are Pakistani. But we can't announce it yet.
Well, it's not official. It's not signed, sealed, and delivered.
It's not signed, sealed, and delivered. But it seems very... It seems much more real than a lot of other requests we've had from different countries. So it could be a 3-week tour in a country. Do we want
to
give
it? That we've been to once before.
We've played there once before.
It has three syllables.
That's three syllables.
Okay. Is that too much?
I don't think we should probably say any more.
Because
it could fall through.
It could fall through.
True.
It could fall
through. I'm touching Reed's head again.
Yes. Touching the wood?
We don't want to say what
hemisphere.
No.
We don't want to say what ocean.
No.
You don't want to say alphabetically. We don't want to say what language they speak.
No.
No?
No?
What planet it's on.
No.
Because at the moment it's just
all that.
Or which universe or solar system.
Right.
Anyway.
All of that would give it away. All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Suffice to say, hopefully we'll be going there. Now, and then we right now, part of our fall of 2011 is being decided right now because our booking agent Neil Benson of Opus 3 Artists in New York City is at the APAP conference, which stands for Association of Performing Arts Presenters. They're at their big conference this weekend in New York. So
happens every January in New York City, and that's where a lot of our one-nighters and week-long runs are booked.
Mm. Now, do we want in final closing and as a final tease, do we want to talk about what we might be doing this fall, what we will be doing this fall at all? You don't want to talk about that at all?
No.
No?
No.
Not even a tease?
Save no.
It. Okay.
Save it.
You big tease.
Okay.
You big tease. I'm touching wood again.
Stop! Stop! Stop with the wood touching.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Our big year really begins this Tuesday night in Athens, Georgia, where for some reason we've been booked into a concert hall on the University of Georgia campus. It's a beautiful hall. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it's in the round. There's no backstage. There's no pipes to hang curtains. There's no wings. There's only walls and doors with audience all around. It's going to be an adventure, and it sounds eminently podcast-worthy. That happens Tuesday night. We will tell you all about how it goes next week. Send us your big year via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Dutch master Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Magnus Patris. No reason, it's just random.
although probably mispronounced. Thanks to Christopher Rawson, the chairman of the American Theater Critics Association, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 214, 640 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.